As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twice a year for a long time going forward. But this is kind of the first page of a long story about facing this guy?
Who knows? You know, you never know. You can't see the future. I know we're going to just try to put our best foot forward on Sunday, though.
What changes for you when you're going up and preparing for a guy you've never trained before?
Not much, honestly. I know I just got to focus on beating the man in front of me first and foremost. So just my process and how I'm beat the tackler, whoever I'm going against on that play, the tight end, the guard, whoever. That's kind of what I'm locked in on, that and just being physical.
Is there a degree of confidence that you guys, especially as a defensive line, take after the job you did against the run in Detroit?
Yeah, we really it was hurting us the weeks before, so we really focused on just stopping the run, and that's what we did.
Does it help going forward that how successful you were in that game? Does it make you feel confidence?
Yeah, but I feel like every week is different. You know, you could have a great game doing one thing one week, and then the next week you could have a bad one. So I mean, you just got to hit that reset button every single Monday after the game and know you got to earn that victory. It's a National Football League. They get paid too. There's a lot of talented backs out there, talented offensive line. So, I mean, we got to be on our A game.
When Ed is playing like he played on Sunday, how does that impact you guys on the end?
Very positive. You know, just the way he comes off the ball opens up stuff for everybody on the D-line, and he's a special player.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.